There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We are talking a lot about disruption on the Business Breakfast this week. We're going to look now at a new legal services platform that's setting out to disrupt the legal system. Lee McMahon is the co-founder of Support Legal. Thanks for joining us this morning, Lee.
Thank you for having
me. You guys are bringing in what's being called the new law model to the region. Do you want to just run us through what makes the new law model the new law model?
Yeah, absolutely. So new law is a phrase that's applied to lawyers or law firms who are changing the way law is being delivered to the end customer. And that can be done in multiple ways. So fundamentally, it's technology. Other ways is banning the billable hour, which is also a very important one. And the third one is flexible working. So that kind of combination and having digital platforms is a way that new law is changing the legal landscape.
Well, the one that I think is going to grab people's imagination the most is going to be losing the billable hour, which is what you've done here with Support Legal. So how do you guys get paid?
So we scope out the work and then we provide a fixed fee. Now, that fixed fee means that we take the risk as much as the client. So the idea is if it's scoped and we don't charge time, so you'll get the end product like you would be buying a car. You know what the car's worth and you get it and that gets delivered.
Does that mean I can phone you as often as I like? Because this has also been described as a subscription service,
yes,
isn't it? It's sort of legal services on demand and I pay a subscription.
Yeah.
Could I phone you every morning if I felt like it?
Well, we do have two. So we have fixed fee and we have retainers. So for the larger sort of SME businesses who do need to have a lawyer on call, we do a retainer, and that is designed around unlimited legal support.
Seriously? Unlimited?
It is unlimited. Every 3 months we would meet and say, you know, it's like...
You're
it's
not
like,
paying us enough.
Yeah, it's like unlimited data on a mobile phone. It does stop at 10 gig if you look at the fine print. Yeah. But we are very reasonable, and we know that there are busy months and businesses do need that legal support, and there are other months where they don't need as much, but it's swings and roundabouts.
But I guess that it is swings and roundabouts in every sense, in the sense that summer months are probably not much is going to happen traditionally in this part of the world. The other sort of the winter months, the 8 months there, is when you're going to have the rush, which means you probably need the lawyers for those 8 months rather than in the summer. Did your staff go up and down as well, depending on the busy months?
Yeah, we do. Surprisingly, this summer has not been quiet. But the idea is if we go into a business, we very much try to front load them with helping them out so that maybe over time it's more streamlined. So that means that it might be a lot of work up front, but if the documents are in place, then they may not need us in 4 or 5 months as regularly because the right contracts are in place.
What does this actually do to lawyer pay? What does it do to the amount that lawyers earn?
Well, it's more so around the fact that if you, a lawyer, want flexibility and you want to work anywhere in the world, I think that the difference is you often will only get paid if you work, as opposed to being per se on a salary. So because the salary model of a lot of lawyers is designed around their hourly rate. So it's just a fraction of their hourly rate charge out and how many hours they have to produce every month.
Is this something that would, I mean, you mentioned companies there, you, SMEs particularly. Is it really aimed at the corporates? Because I can see it would also have sort of traction in the sort of the consumer business, wills, probate, etc.
Yeah, I think technology is going to be more so targeting the wills and the probate side of things. The thing is with wills is you have to understand what the client has before you draft the document. So it's not as easy as filling out a form per se. It might be if you just have one property and you say, I'll do a will. But when it comes to something more complicated, multiple jurisdictions.
It would take quite a clever assessment from your part to actually get that pricing right.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we obviously don't do wills. We target the entrepreneur space and the SME space. And actually, the entrepreneur space is the one that is more keen to see us in the market because we can provide the services at a much more affordable price because it's fixed, they get certainty, and they have to look at every dollar.
Why else are you targeting that sector rather than the big clients?
Because the big clients are over-lawyered. That's the reality. There are a lot of very big law firms in the UAE and in the region trying to go for the big money. The fact of the matter is no one has been servicing the entrepreneurs to date. And as you know, the Dubai government is pushing entrepreneur and pushing innovation. And the fact of the matter is they get lost. And we want to be able to partner with them and see them go from an entrepreneur idea to a career.
I can see that how this would be safer for entrepreneurs and startups, where you might be, as you say, counting your costs, and so you'd think, well, we'll just do this one ourselves, or, you know, we won't consult a lawyer for this, but we will consult a lawyer for that, and stuff could get maybe overlooked.
Absolutely. And we always say that, you know, we're trying to, the use of lawyer phobia, we're trying to say, don't be scared of lawyers. Come and speak to us, even if it's 15 minutes. We'll put you in the right track. We'll say, go this direction. And don't worry, you won't have to pay until you're at that point. But at least you know you're on the right direction.
Richard and Brandy both had good exposure to lawyers, because Richard's dad's a lawyer and Brandy's sister is a lawyer. So they're not scared.
Yeah,
don't worry.
Yeah.
Now, your business ticks many boxes, obviously. You say you want to end the hour as a unit of billable time. But you also say that back office functions can be hosted in third-party low-cost jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. How will transparency and readiness of documents, if needed, be ensured by putting the sort of the back office stuff offshore?
Yeah. So, you know, on our model, and I know other law firms have done it differently where they go into lower cost jurisdictions, but our model's definitely more around automation of documents. So we try and automate it, because the automation means it's our quality documents, so that then when it comes to us, we know it's already at that certain standard, and then we add the value to complete it for the client.
I mean, we had Mark Beer, Registrar of Dubai DIFC Courts yesterday on the show, and he was talking about doing pro bono work at DIFC. And you're talking about wanting to lawyer the unlawyered.
That's great.
At the moment. I mean, I guess your charge is, because you're not doing a billable hour, it's hard to afford to do pro bono work. Or do you actually get involved in unbillable work?
No, we do. So we mentor at a lot of the incubators and accelerators, and we're very close with you know, the Dubai accelerators as well. And that's fine, because for us, we want to be able to provide the service of saying, you know, please come and talk to us. We'll tell you when you need us, actually, at a charged point of time. But it's just so important for lawyers to be able to help these entrepreneurs go in the right direction, because the last thing you want is people coming to you when it is a dispute, or it's too far down the line, and you say, I'm really, really sorry, this is going to cost you a lot of money to fix.
Do you not work with the big firms then? I mean, if a blue chip came to you, would you say, no, sorry, you're too big, you're complicated, and you're ugly enough to look after yourself, go and see one of the sort of costlier law firms?
Yeah, no, I think that where the market's moving to is big companies are saying, let's have multiple law firms. So let's not just have a big law firm that does our big transactions. We'll have our litigation firm do litigation. They're saying, let's go and have this type of law firm for the smaller transactions or the smaller matters.
You talked about assessing an SME that comes to you, how much they're going to need a lawyer over the 3 months, for instance, and if they're using a lot more at the end of the 3 months, you might up their charges there. Do you do sort of piecemeal work? In other words, somebody comes to you with just one project and they want a quote for that?
Absolutely. So fixed fee is a major part of the work we do. And often, you know, a lot of clients would like to see our fixed fee work before they move into a retainer model.
Can I ask, what is your hourly rate? If somebody did one hour of work for somebody, how much would that cost?
Well, that's interesting, because we just don't do an hourly rate, and we base it on what the
minutes,
type of document.
Is it?
Yeah, that's right, and that's how. So when we talk about new law, we look at old law, and old law is 6 minute increments.
Yeah.
And this is where the bill shock comes in, because on those firms, you would get a document and say, oh, I think this will cost you this, but it doesn't mean that it will cost you that. So you pop out the other end, and you find out that it's cost you a lot.
But
more.
Is your fee for 6 minutes the same for every single person that you?
So we just do not charge time. So if you said to me, can I have a services agreement, Lee? I would say, that's how much it costs. And you might come back and say, I've got some questions on what you've just drafted. I fix it up, and you will still get that end product.
But in many ways, it's less transparent than having a fixed billable hour, isn't it?
Well, no, because our fixed fee is by far cheaper than anyone who charges time. And that's because we are pushing the automation on our side to create better efficiencies.
Part of that automation is you're going to be, as you said, you're creating these basic documents. Mm-hmm. I understand some of those are going to be available for free. What are you doing? There's a new platform coming, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right. So in quarter four this year, we're going to be the first law firm in the region to be able to provide documents for startups for free. But not just a document, because anyone can produce a precedent. It's going to be automated, which allows them then to have, they answer questions and they can bespoke the contract.
So what does this actually mean for the traditional sort of law hierarchy? How much do you think you can shake things up? I mean, I'm thinking about that sort of law firm structure, which you know, it's always kind of aped in sitcoms, people doing sort of 18, 20-hour days to prove themselves, the whole partnership structure, paralegals photocopying in the basement. How much can that be turned on its head?
I think it's the commodity legal work from in terms of technology. I think that's the stuff that the big firms probably won't do in future. But I just think there are going to be more segments of law firms targeting different types of businesses. So, you know, you have some firms that specialize in, for example, in local law matters, and then you'll have firms like ourselves, which can produce documents at a better value, but the same quality as the big firms. And then big firms can do IPOs and can do larger matters.
Do you have specialist lawyers, in the same way that a big company might have an aviation lawyer, this lawyer, or shipping lawyer, or whatever else? Do your guys specialize, or are they generalists?
No, actually, we do have specialty, and that's the benefit of our firm, is that we can draw in lawyers, senior lawyers, who have specialties or experience in a certain area. And between us, all of us, we're all 10 years qualified and above, so we don't do junior lawyers at all.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Lee McMahon is the co-founder of Support Legal. Thanks for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.